Good morning. It's Sunday morning, August the 20th, 2017. What time is it? It's late, is what time it is. It's 10:51 a.m. It's 74 degrees ambient. The sun is beating on me. And the only saving grace out here this morning is the breeze. If it weren't for the sun, 74 degrees wouldn't be bad. It's actually quite pleasant in the shade. It's just with the sun, there's very little shade. I didn't want to do it today. I was dragging my feet all morning and forgot that I had to get the kid up, get her off to work. So about the time I was saying, yeah, put your boots on, go out your wuss, I had to get the kid up, get her fed, get her to work. And of course, after that, I had to make a grocery run to get the meds I need for tonight because I'm out. So, if it weren't for the dog days of podcasting, I would have stayed home today. It's not like I'm actually going to be able to rise to the challenge. I have about 6 minutes a day to listen to podcasts. And we're laying them in there at the rate of, Jesus, I don't know. It's a big number. So I've listened to part of day one. The problems I'm having this morning is my hips hurt and my legs ache. I didn't do my walk last night either. By the time I realized what time it was and that I hadn't done my walk, usually I have an alarm set that warns me. And the alarm went off last night, but I shut it off and then didn't stand up from the computer. I have a little break here in the shade. I did my walking meditation this morning, but that seemed to help a little bit. I'm still very scattered today. I stayed up again too late last night. Got up at 6 this morning, which was actually less than 6 hours sleep. Again. So one of my problems is I need a nap, I think. walking. I had to shut the alarm off. The 11 o'clock alarm would have gone off and interrupted the file. I remembered to shut that off. I have an alarm set at 11 o'clock, so I do my meditation before lunch. It's not going to happen today. I think I'm going to go home and have my yogurt and berries. See if I can remember to post this immediately instead of 3 or 4 hours later. Sorry, Anita. I did remember eventually. And tomorrow we're not going to go to Oklahoma. We're not going to go to Oklahoma. No, we're not going to go to Oklahoma. We're not going to go to Wyoming tomorrow. It's not really the busiest intersection in town, but it might be the busiest intersection on my walk, and I don't know why. Other than it's a residential area, and it's the main way in or out. Or was. It's not any longer. People over on my side can now go straight out through the other side. They push the road out through toward the shopping center. So maybe we have a little more traffic. I don't think so, but maybe. Gosh. I'm trying to get this over with. I wish I had something to talk about today. I wish I had something interesting to talk about today. Got a little quality time with the manuscript yesterday. It's doing okay. I spent a bit of time stripping out places where I said the same thing over and over because I forgot that I had already put it in there. So I spent a little time reading it over, getting caught up with it again after having been away for a couple days. And it's the liability of only doing like 1,000, 2,000 words a day, is that you forget what's there. I forget what's there. So I put it in again, and then put it in again. I did try out the game. Those of you who are on the Facebook group know the game. It's a Steam game called Avorian. A-V-O-R-I-A-N. One of the fans over at the Facebook group has a server. And I joined that server. I've been helped immensely with resources and information, and It's a fun game. I'll give you that. It's a really fun game. I'm still in the baby step stage. So I'm still, you know, like working, trying to figure out how to build a ship correctly. What do I need to be able to survive the pirates? Oh, mud post, stay with me. Mud post. Get a little cloud action to break the sun, that's good. It's gonna go through real fast though, it's a small cloud. Let me see if I can pick up the pace a little bit. Get back a little bit sooner. So the game is, it's an interesting conceit. You're starting off on the edges of the galaxy and you have to work your way in. But as you go in, you get better equipment, better materials for your ship. Better equipment for your ship. But the NPCs get harder. Which is kind of how it should be, I suppose. As you go up, you fight harder mobs. Or more mobs. It's from walking hunched over and trying to hurry myself along. I can't seem to... It's been hurting for the last couple of days because of the same problem. So, I gotta go back and have my yogurt and blueberries. Maybe take a nap. I got bulgogi beef for supper. The afternoon schedule is likely to be screwed up as well, but hey, one day at a time. trick shots in a basketball. Trying and failing. Thank you, Bad Dad. You'll get there. Oh, there. I hope you're not hearing this wind, but it feels delightful. It's whistling along at a lively clip. Cooled me off a little bit. Just in time to make the turn north alongside the park. Which is looking very fall-like. A lot of brown, a lot of brown grass, a lot of brown brush. Thistles mostly gone by. There's a few little purple noses sticking out, but pretty much gone. Because I stayed inside when I should have been outside. And I have no one to blame but myself. Kid on a skateboard. If he was any skinnier, the wind would be taking him off it. Because his clothes are flapping like a sail. Comes a young lady on her bicycle. Wheel rims and purple streamers and the handlebars. This is probably 10. It's very cool. So yeah, it's summer here. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.